Fantastic to have you guys with us. My name is Mark Ryan in for JR Sports Brief today, rolling on from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Time. If I haven't yet met you, awesome to be doing so as we roll on until that particular time. Here is what's coming up over the next, not one, not two, not three, but 4 hours. I'll tell you who can actually win the World Series this year, based not on opinion, but based on objective data. Is this sport in danger of losing its place in our American hierarchy? Does your employer owe you an explanation before letting you go? One athlete says yes. The unbearable, unbelievable money mistake NFL teams are making. And in honor of Coldplay's viral moment, has your sports team ever cheated on you? That and so much more coming your way as we roll on for the next 4 hours right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Of course, here's how you guys can take part in the show. You can give us a call at 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4476. Invite you to follow me on X or Twitter and Facebook at Mark Ryan on Air. That is at M-A-R-C Ryan on Air. You will see if you tweet me, message me during the show. Your messages will make your way live and on the air. Facebook.com/INFSportsNet and listen live on InfinitySportsNet.com. You have seen the same numbers that I have. And the numbers that you are seeing are really and truly incredibly impressive. What do I mean by that? Here is what I mean by that. Baseball had just had its All-Star game. We as an American society do not have time for All-Star games anymore. We have decided that we don't have time for things that no longer matter. So we've never really watched the Pro Bowl, and we're not watching the Pro Bowl now. We have checked out of the NBA All-Star game to the point that the WNBA All-Star game, when it has Caitlin Clark, more on that coming up on the show, outdraws it in terms of ratings. But Major League Baseball's All-Star game drew 7.2 million viewers this week. It's the greatest number of viewers this sport has had in 10 years of time. This game, despite the fact that they no longer have home field advantage in the World Series on the line, they are slaying it with what they're doing. They've got us and they're bringing us back hook, line, and sinker. So I want to open today by acknowledging and championing baseball. And baseball and its rebirth, its renaissance, kind of mirrors what I'm experiencing personally. I have been in Detroit, Michigan since April of last year. I moved from the Carolinas. I have come to Detroit at a period of renaissance in terms of sports, in terms of the city. And it's awesome to be a part of. And I feel as though the renaissance that I'm experiencing locally is something that Major League Baseball is now experiencing nationally. But before we acknowledge where we're going with this once proud sport, we need to acknowledge where we've most recently been. And that is a very, very, very dark place. Baseball had a dying fan base, a fan base that was dying off. They weren't getting new fans. Soccer had replaced baseball in terms of popularity among youth. In terms of youth sports popularity, it was football 1, basketball 2, and soccer number 3. Baseball was in a tussle for hockey in terms of number 4. Baseball had lost the right, lost the privilege of being called a national sport. Now, I can illustrate this for you. If Cleveland were to play Pittsburgh in the NFL, that is a national game. And all of us are watching. It doesn't matter that the Browns suck perennially. Sorry, Cleveland, I love you. And that Pittsburgh is the team for whom tomorrow never comes. Doesn't matter. We're all there. We're all watching. But do we all watch when the Cleveland Guardians play the Pittsburgh Pirates? No, we do not. Only people in that region of the country will watch that. In those states, in those cities, will watch that sport. Baseball had become a local sport. And that was incredibly damaging. You follow your team, you have no idea what's going on in or around or outside of your particular city. It became just like kind of a minor league sport. You know, I moved to Detroit from the Carolinas, where my local teams were the Greenville Drive and the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. You have no idea who those teams are. But you would most certainly if you were in those markets. Well, credit Rob Manfred. I know that what we like to do as fans is we like to crap all over the commissioners of sports. I'm convinced that these guys make, on average, $20 million a season just to be booed, just to be hated. Because no matter what, everything we do, everything we observe is their fault. They exist to be booed. It costs a lot of money to be booed. It does. It really does. It costs a lot of money to be willing to be booed. But Rob Manfred, to his credit, recognized that the worst thing he could do was put his nose in the air, which is what Bud Selig did, say, we're Major League Baseball, we don't have to change, and just continue down the route he was going. So what did Rob Manfred do? He said, you know what, man? On all interviews that he's doing, he's saying, all other sports leagues have salary caps. Man, that is interesting. That's forecasting a war during the next collective bargaining agreement. He's saying things like, I don't know, automatic balls and strikes really doesn't delay the game by that much time. Like, he's showing you how he thinks and how he feels in terms of his answers in all of the interviews that he gives. We have seen instituted in baseball the pitch clock. We have seen an elimination of the shift defensively, which kind of took star players out of the game. You know, if you were going to a Major League Baseball game 10 or 12 years ago, you didn't want to see David Ortiz taken out of the game because you got eight guys on the left side of the infield. Who wants to see that? You want to see the star players play. Why else would you say do they have different rules in the NFL for quarterbacks than they do for positional players? Because you are paying to see Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow play. There are larger bases, which have cut down on injuries and encouraged the stolen base, which Moneyball had done away from. There are pickoff limitations. You cannot pick off three times in a single at-bat with a runner on first. You can't do it. All of these changes, what they have done is they have successfully begun to bring back the casual fan. Are you somebody that had broken up with baseball that is now being slowly brought back into the fold? 888-710-4ISN. That number again is 888-710-4476. So all of these changes, you know, while accepted, adopted, tolerated by the old guard in Major League Baseball kicking and screaming, what it's done is it's brought the casual fan, i.e. me and you, back in. Because baseball had not gotten with the times. It's not that baseball changed, we changed. And baseball dug its heels in and said, there's nothing wrong with us, there's nothing we need to do. There was something you needed to do. Football constantly changes. Roger Goodell is tweaking with the kickoff, is tweaking with the extra point, is tweaking with different rules constantly, even though he doesn't need to. And you know why? It's because Roger Goodell accepts and acknowledges that when we cease getting better, we cease being good. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute. What does that mean? When we are no longer improving, we are getting worse. We are no longer good at what we do. Another way of saying that is you're either getting better or you're getting worse. There is no staying the same. That has become one of my credos, one of my rallying cries for what I do. You know, for doing this, how am I progressing? How am I changing? How am I evolving? Well, I want to tell you, my question to you guys here is this. Number one, I'd like to know if you are one of the baseball fans that kind of broke up with the sport and are getting reeled back in. Number two, I'd like to ask you for the next change that is set to come to Major League Baseball. What change is next? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4476. One of them could very well be the ABS system, now instituted at all levels of the minor leagues and practiced in the All-Star game this particular week. Tarek Skubal, in the first inning for the American League, challenged one of the early pitches, and he won on the ABS system. Listen to this.
Ball down.
Oh,
what do you think?
Yeah.
I don't know if it can come from the, it can't come from the dugout, but it can come from the booth. I think it's going to work.
Let's see, Kyle. Well, how'd you do?
I think it's a strike.
Automated balls and strikes powered by T-Mobile's network.
Hey, you take them any way you can get them, boys.
And it was overturned. And if you are familiar with how the challenge system works in tennis, this is exactly the same. Now, I have to admit, a few months ago, I had no idea how it worked. Like, if it's touching any part of the box, any part of the strike zone, does it count as a strike? The answer is yes. It works exactly like the tennis system does. If the tennis ball is touching any portion of the line, it's in. If it's not touching any portion of the line, it's out. It's the same thing with the strike zone. And it's beautiful. And it doesn't take any time. And we have our accuracy, and we move on in the game. It is beautiful. Oh my gosh, I have never seen anything better. Where has this been our entire life? You know, we have been subjected to bogus phrases like this. Oh, the umpire's calling the inside strike today. What does that even mean? He's calling the inside strike today. When we watch an NFL game, do we hear the NFL official say, oh, the backline official's calling a long end zone today? Patrick Mahomes is easily getting 12 yards in the back of the end zone instead of 10. What does that even mean? It is objectively defined, okay? Right and wrong. There is no gray area. We should not be having phrases, the umpire's calling the inside or outside or high or low ball today. That should never happen. So what you do is you keep the umpire out there. The automated system tells him balls or strikes, or you keep it as is, where the umpire makes errors left and right, but at least you let the players challenge plays, pitches that they know are wrong. What are we doing? This should be done. This should already be done. So the question for you is, what changes next? Now that baseball, thankfully, has a commissioner in place who is very much like Roger Goodell in the sense that even though he doesn't need to make changes, he does. What changes next? 888-710-4ISN. That number again is 888-710-4476 is the number to get to us on the show. This is a question that I have asked none other than Aaron Judge, an audio that I will play for you in the very, very next segment. What change would Aaron Judge of the Yankees like to see next? As you know, I cover the Detroit Tigers. Yankees came to Detroit to play the Tigers. I got to ask Aaron Judge this question. So if Aaron Judge can answer the question, so can you. So can my producer extraordinaire, Ryan Botcher. And we will get to all of that coming your way right here on the show. Baseball's done a hell of a lot of good work in terms of getting with the times, becoming modern, cleaning up the sport. It needed it desperately. Look, you can love your old dresser and your old silverware and china. But if a real estate agent comes to your home, she's going to say, you need an upgrade. Like, you are going to be able to sell this house for so much more if you upgrade two or three things. That's what Major League Baseball needed. And credit to Rob Manfred, they have upgraded in droves. I'll tell you the change that should be coming their way next. We'll take your calls, your texts, your tweets on all of the above as well. My name is Mark Ryan. It is awesome to have you guys with us in here on JR Sports Brief. We are the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Great to have you guys with us. I apologize for the fact that the voice you normally hear on this show is significantly more annoying than you're used to. Mark Ryan in for JR Sports Brief. You know, if you listen to sports talk radio throughout the country, what you're going to hear is you're going to hear a boatload of hosts taking vacation. And the reason is that we get our vacation requests declined once football season begins. Thou shall not pass go. Thou shall not collect $200. So what you see from yours truly and other hosts is that we en masse take vacation in June and July. Like mine was June 20th to June 28th. Came back totally refreshed, raring to go. But you'll see, like, by about mid-August, all of the hosts that you know and love, and hopefully I can become one of those, will be locked and loaded for the duration of the rest of the calendar year, because football season is here. Football season, the sport that claims all, each and every one of our eyes, and claims 73 of the top 100 most watched American telecasts of last year. The number for you guys, 888-710-4ISN. That number again is 888-710-4476. We have opened today by asking you the question, what change should baseball make next? And there are a few possibilities to consider here. Number one, the ABS system officially allowing players to challenge balls and strikes. Number two, something called the golden at-bat. You heard of the golden goal in soccer? Sudden death. What is the golden at-bat? What it means is you might be able to have a star player come back into the game after you have subbed him out for an at-bat in a key high-leverage situation. Do you like that? Do you hate it? You could have expanded replay. Expanded replay coming your way, where more plays could be challenged. What do you think about that? But we bring in producer extraordinaire Ryan Botcher to get his take on this. Ryan, you've seen, you've observed the changes that baseball has made. What would you like to see next?
Right now, all I'm saying is we're as close to a perfect baseball game as we possibly can be. They made the bags bigger. Stealing has jumped up. I do like the pitch clock, how it's speeding things up. Other than that, ABS challenges I would like to see, but we're going to be pushing it if you're putting too much. The traditional baseball feel of a game is kind of alive right now, and I don't mind the way it's being played in the league.
Yeah, you know what? I do have to share this with you. Last month, my wife and I went to a Tigers game. We arrived at towards the end of the first inning. That's our bad, you know? Sometimes you don't foresee and forecast the amount of traffic that's going on. But we arrived end of the first inning. We left at the end of the seventh inning. So we were there for 7-1, 6 full innings of a 9-inning game. Got there end of first, left end of seventh. I got to tell you guys, the total number of minutes we were there, and I couldn't believe this. Like, I couldn't believe we had to leave when we did. We were there. We were at the game for 72 minutes, an hour and 12 minutes from the end of the first inning to the end of the seventh inning. And I said, have we market overcorrected on this? Have we overcorrected a little bit too much? I mean, like, at some point, if you're going to charge us the same in terms of tickets, if player salaries are going to continue to rise and grow and increase. At what point do you say, well, we got to get some product here, right? An hour and 12 minutes we were at the game? So I do wonder if the pitch clock, you know, is a little bit much, if the changes are a little bit much. I think it needed a change, and I'm totally cool and I'm totally patient waiting for a market correction. Here's the change I'd like to see next. 6-inning minimum for starting pitchers. These pitchers, again, Tarek Skubal of the Detroit Tigers is about to claim, command, a figure exceeding $400 million over 10 years, $40 million a season. He's about to command that. And more starts than not, he doesn't take the bump in the seventh inning. Fifth or the sixth inning, he's removed. Got to protect him. I would like you to have to play your starting pitcher for 6 innings with these exceptions. If they throw 100 pitches, you can take them out. If they allow 4 or more earned runs, you can take them out. If your guy's stinking it up, you can take him out. Or if the pitcher sustains an injury requiring an injured list stint, you can't just say, I'm not feeling well. You can take him out. But see, like, we used to have this stat called a quality start, and it was 6 innings pitched or more, 3 earned runs or less, and nobody has them anymore. Nobody has complete games anymore. The importance of bullpen help has never been more important, and starting pitchers have never been less important because they don't go 6, 7, 8, 9 innings anymore. I want to bring the value and the importance back to starting pitching in Major League Baseball. I feel like I'm a politician right now, and I'm getting up to make my pitch. I'm stumping for this. Give me the 6-inning minimum for starting pitchers. And please, let us make it happen yesterday. Why can't this happen yesterday? Please, can we make this happen already? That is my feeling about it. What is yours? What is the next change that Major League Baseball should make? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4476 is where you can get to us on the show. In the meantime, we've had a few people that want to chime in on this or that in the early going of the show. And let's get to it right now. Dave in Tampa, who is up next on the show. Hey, Dave. You're on the Infinity Sports Network. What's good, man?
Heck, Mark, if I can't have JR, I'll do you this month. Mark, it's my one-year anniversary of talking sports with you, brother. And you snuck in some NFL, Mark. So you led off with your monologue with dark times. Let me have some fun times. Mark, there's 13 quarterbacks this year that are first or second-year starters. I have the list in front of me. There are 10 first-time starters. This is going to be some exciting football, man.
I can't wait. What's interesting to me, Dave, is that we tend now to have the answer as to who's going to hit and who's going to flop by the end of the second year. You know, so like we have a good early return on Drake May. We feel good about him. Jaden Daniels looks like a future Hall of Famer. I could have told you that before last year. Not many could. Caleb Williams looks like a big question mark, man. He does. But the good news is, if you're a Bears fan, you're going to kind of have the answer towards the end of this year. And that's what's fascinating about that.
Well, it's fascinating. Look at this real quick, Mark. Let me just give you 3 teams. Steelers, Browns, and Raiders. All, you know, new quarterbacks this year. Man, it's going to be a fun season to see if somebody can make a name for themselves or, you know, if it's going to be just terrible. Or I can't wait, man.
Yeah, Dave, I'm excited too. Thanks for the call, man. I do appreciate it. I think Geno Smith is going to be a hit in Las Vegas. I mean, I really do. Aaron Rodgers, I mean, how do you measure success there? I'm going to ask Jason LaCanfora, our Odyssey NFL insider. I'm going to ask him that question at 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. Pacific time. How would we determine if the Aaron Rodgers Pittsburgh Steelers experiment is a success? We are going to, you know, like, I don't know if it can be, if I'm honest with you. Like, you know, if you're measuring success in terms of this move as making a Super Bowl, I don't think that's within the realm of possibility for Pittsburgh. And the only question for the Cleveland Browns to answer is this. Who is your QB of the future? Who is it? You know, like, we all saw the same video. Kevin Stefanski and company did not want Shedeur Sanders. Ownership made them draft him.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
What's good, my friends? How are you? My name is Mark Ryan here on the JR Sports Brief. Hope you guys are having an awesome Friday. Here to rock it out with you guys until 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Time. We've opened by asking you for your sports, your change to Major League Baseball, the change that needs to happen next. They have gone down the progressive road Major League Baseball has, and they've gotten great results from it. So what change do they need to make next? 888-710-4ISN. That number again is 888-710-4476. We've got Jason Lockhanfora coming your way at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. That's 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Along the way, you and I are going to have a great deal of fun. So I want to bring you into this. Have you guys seen or heard of the Netflix series Quarterback? This season, it features Joe Burrow. It features Jared Goff. It features Kirk Cousins. It features all of these guys. And it kind of goes behind the scenes in their life. Jared Goff and his wife got married, got pregnant during the time that this was filmed. And it takes place kind of in advance of last season and then during last season. And Jared Goff is a guy that plays here in Detroit, Michigan, which is where I host locally for our Odyssey station, 97.1 The Ticket, with a chip on his shoulder. He's got a massive chip on his shoulder. A year ago, he called out local media saying they, quote unquote, relish living in negativity, which they kind of do, if I'm honest with you. Like, I have come in and they've called me like a beacon of light here in Detroit, which doesn't do me any favors in terms of making friends with the old guard of media who always takes the glasses half full approach, to whom the sky is always falling. And that bothers Jared Goff just like it bothers me. Look, man, I didn't grow up around all this negativity. I'm not going to allow myself to be dragged down by your negativity. It is just not going to happen. So Jared Goff said that. And then in the show Quarterback, which is on Netflix right now, and you can see this clip actually in the very, very first episode of season number one, Jared Goff opened some eyes by making a not-so-subtle dig at his former employer, the Los Angeles Rams. I want you to listen to this and tell me what you think. Here's Jared Goff.
I think for me, ultimately, it was the fact that there wasn't a conversation had and that there wasn't like a, hey, we're thinking about moving on type of thing. There was nothing. You know, you wish that it wasn't such a blindside and you wish that there was some sort of maturity, I guess, to have that conversation and to be able to let me know what's going on and how things went down and why this is happening.
Ooh, did you hear that word? Maturity? He wishes there was maturity. Who is he talking about? Naturally, he's talking about Rams, Los Angeles Rams head coach Sean McVay. You see, the Los Angeles Rams, after Jared Goff took them to a Super Bowl they lost, 13-3 to the New England Patriots, they jettisoned Jared Goff. They sent him to the exile island known as Detroit, where Jared Goff was expected to go, where players at that time went to die, to play for the Detroit Lions. Only Jared Goff and company did not get the memo. And he has been outstanding here and completely resurrected his career. And that began when Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes gave him a call immediately and let Jared know how very excited they were to have him here. Like, they thought they were getting an elite quarterback. And he's been an elite quarterback here. This week, ESPN.com released their ranking of quarterbacks. And it's not their ranking. It's the ranking of NFL executives, coaches, and scouts. And Jared Goff is the eighth best quarterback in the country. Now, the Los Angeles Rams have won that trade. Despite the fact that the Lions got the picks that became Jahmyr Gibbs and Sam Laporta and Brian Branch, despite the fact that the Lions got those picks, the Rams won the trade. Why? They've won a Super Bowl. Detroit would have to win one Super Bowl to tie, two Super Bowls to pass the Los Angeles Rams in that category. But I want to go back to what Jared Goff said here. He said he wishes there had been a maturity to have a conversation with him about what was going on. So what did Jared Goff want from the Los Angeles Rams? He was traded to the Detroit Lions on March 18th, 2021. What he wanted was something like this. Jared, we appreciate you greatly. This is Sean McVay giving you a call. And we want you to know that we are observing and pursuing all avenues to improve the team. We certainly haven't given up on you, but as is the case with every single player on this team, anyone can be traded at any time. And we have had some conversations that could result in you having a new address. Nothing is finalized yet, but we will keep you apprised and posted on all the above. That's what Jared Goff was looking for. That is not what Jared Goff got. What Jared Goff got was an employer, the Los Angeles Rams, that went to meet Matt Stafford secretly in the Bahamas with nobody knowing about it to finalize a trade. Sean McVay calls Jared Goff, tells him he's been dealt. It's on Twitter, according to Jared Goff, 5 minutes later. And that really bothered Jared Goff. He's like, what the hell, man? I took you guys to the Super Bowl. This is how you treat a guy that took you to the Super Bowl? What fascinates me about this particular story is that there's such an easy analogy that can be drawn to your life, that can be drawn to my life. And that is this question. Does your employer owe you a conversation when you're about to be let go? Now, I happen to know in our listening audience right now, we have CEOs, we have business owners, we have company presidents, we have company executives whose very job it is to hire people, fire people, let people go. And so that is not me. I am merely an employee, but I ask you guys that question in an open and honest fashion. Do you believe your employer has a responsibility to inform you before they move on from you? You know, hey, we're considering doing this. We wanted you to be apprised. What do you think? 888-710-4ISN. The number again is 888-710-4476 is where you can get to us on the show. Ryan Botcher, I will bring you in on this question. Ryan, I have no idea if you have been let go. I imagine you have not been fired because you are a good lad, as they say. But I have no idea if you've been let go. I've been let go. I've never been fired, but I've been let go for like cost-cutting measures or, you know, in Tampa Bay, I was hosting with Afternoon Drive with Booger McFarland, and we were involved in a station trade. So I have been traded, and I have been let go. When we were traded to a new broadcasting company who decided we're not going to continue sports in Tampa Bay. And then Booger McFarland and myself and everyone else were all let go from the station. And I was like, wait a minute. I didn't ask to be traded. These people didn't see my no trade clause. What do you mean? You're going to trade me and release me? What is this? Ryan Botcher, do you believe that employers owe employees a conversation before the hammer drops? What do you think?
I'm more of towards your employer needs to be open with their thoughts about you. If they're not going to be like, okay, Jared, we're not fully confident with you being our starter, they should say that to him. Maybe it'll motivate him. And if they decide that they're going to look for trades, you should tell him. Maybe like, okay. And if the trade happens, be like, okay, you got 2 weeks. We're probably going to trade you in this time frame. I just want to say thank you. We don't know what's going to happen. Just thank you. But they should be open with the players or whoever they employ and be honest with what they think about you and what they see in your future with the team or job and explain it.
Yeah, I mean, like, that is exactly my feeling, Ryan. Like, you essentially stop cheating off my paper. That's exactly what I have written down on a paper here to my right. But that's not how society works. About 95% of companies don't do this. When I was let go, this didn't happen for me. I did not have the benefit of the doubt. And the crazy thing is, companies ask you for a 2-week notice. My wife just left her job for a different position, a remote position, and her company had the nerve, the gall, the cojones to say to her, you have a 4-week notice here. You have to give us 4 weeks. And I said to my wife, I said, do you intend to work at that company again? And she said, no. And I said, well, they're telling her that if she doesn't give them 4 weeks, it cannot be rehired. And I said, well, if you don't care to work there again, what do you care if they rehire you or not? She goes, I know, but my wife is a sweetheart and a hardworking person and didn't like, you know, the fact that they would like write her off permanently. And I said, babe, you know, like a 4-week notice is insane. If they were going to fire you, do you think they would give you a 4-week notice? They wouldn't give you squat. So why is it that the employer doesn't have to give you any notice whatsoever? It makes absolutely, positively no sense. And that is the question that I ask of you guys at 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4476. Jared Goff is miffed. Jared Goff is annoyed that he was let go of the Los Angeles Rams after taking them to the Super Bowl without even as much of a courtesy as a conversation that they were having talks with the Lions about replacing him. He never knew. He had no idea whatsoever what was coming down the pike. And is your take that, no, the Rams are not in the wrong, that that guy's making millions of dollars, that they have a right to axe him without notice? Or is your belief that, no, he does have a point? Like, Sean McVay does lack maturity. He's immature for doing what he did. That's not something that should have ever happened. You know, like, you should bring your people in and have conversations with them and let them know where you stand. The reason why the Rams didn't do that is because if they didn't have a trade for Matt Stafford, they wanted Jared Goff back. So what they were doing, they were trying to play both sides of the fence. Now, if you've been on social media at all the last 24, 48 hours, you happen to know about a scene that's taken place at a Coldplay concert. A scene that, we're going to get to in a topic later today. Here is audio of what took place at that Coldplay concert that I will reference here momentarily.
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
The Rams were doing their version of that. They were trying to have their cake and eat it too. The Jared Goff had been their main piece. Matt Stafford was their side piece. They wanted to replace their main piece with their side piece, but they didn't want their main piece to know that those conversations were going on until they were all done, until they knew that they had upgraded. And that still bothers Jared Goff to this day. So does Jared Goff have a beef? 888-710-4ISN. That number again is 888-710-4476 is where you guys can get to us on the show. I maintain and I hold to the fact that Jared Goff most certainly has a beef. And despite the fact that 95% of companies in America are not run this way, so what? They should be. They should be. If you are in danger of being axed, the fate that happened to Booger McFarland and I from a different company should not happen to you. You should at least have an inclination that something like that is coming. Now, this does not apply to firings. If you have done something to be fired, may God have mercy on your soul. You deserve to be given your walking papers. But if you've been a good and noble employee and you've clocked in and clocked out and you've always had the company's best interests in mind and in heart first, you do not deserve the fate that has befallen you. Not in any way, shape, or form. And I definitely do believe and think and feel that Jared Goff has a point in terms of what he's saying here. Your number to chime in is 888-710-4ISN. That number again is 888-710-4476 is where you can get to us on the show. Coming your way next, why this sport is in danger of losing its place in the American sports hierarchy. My name is Mark Ryan. Awesome to have you guys with us in for JR Sports Brief, the Infinity Sports Network.